Tenderness, that's what we have been talking about, being a little bit more tender. Hannah Stanley filling in today for Frank Fontana. I've got a couple minutes left, and the guys from The Beat will be in after that. And then stay tuned for Brian Noonan, and then Rick Hogan, and then it's WGN Radio Theater. This station puts on such a good spread. That's all there is to it. It is a buffet, a delicious buffet of audio for you guys. We were talking a little bit about parent shaming, which is a national pastime. It is Monday morning quarterback, but, you know, talking about other people and how they should be better parents. And again, it is something that is very appropriate for conversation, and I don't think appropriate at all for online bashing and saying that they would do better. It is parenting is never easy, never easy. But boy, this piece that I saw this week makes a portion of it so easy. I love it. I'm going to post this again. The piece that I read snippets from, the woman who was talking about how we need to stop bashing each other and really support each other as parents. I posted that on my Facebook page, which is That Hannah Stanley. So you can find the entire piece. It is incredibly well written and very powerful. The piece that I'm about to refer to right now is on the Huffington Post, and I will post that up on my Facebook page, That Hannah Stanley, as well. 312-981-7200 is the call in or text line. If you want to be a part of this, here is an Australian moderation. It is the Moderation Movement is a health campaign based around the idea of balance and fostering positive attitudes towards your body, eating and being active. And on April 25th, the co-founder, Jody Arnott, shared an enlightening post about body diversity and acceptance. The post includes a photo of different dogs, different kinds of dogs, different breeds of dogs, along with some simple sentences that really break it down. And I was like, it was so eye-opening, and I got such a positive response to it when I posted it as well, that I was so excited to be able to talk about this. And this is the quote: one way you can explain size diversity and acceptance to young children is to point out how different dogs are. Some are long and lean, some have a lot of muscle, others are round and soft, some are tiny, some are large. And we never expect them to be anything other than how they are born. We don't judge a Labrador for not looking like a greyhound, she continued. It would be completely ludicrous to choose one type of dog as the most beautiful, and then tease, shame, bully, and entice all other dogs to achieve the same look. Ridiculous, right? Yet our culture pressures all human bodies to look one way. Isn't that just the greatest thing? I get that we're not dogs, we're humans, but you're absolutely right. We are all born different, and we are perfect in our own skin, and we should encourage each other and definitely our children to embrace who they really are and who they were born to be. And I loved this, especially for teaching kids, very young kids, how different dogs are. That's something that they can really grasp. Who doesn't love a puppy when you're little? They're fantastic. So again, I will post this, and I encourage you guys to share this this piece on teaching positive body image to our children. I will have it again at That Hannah Stanley, which is on Facebook. It has been a pleasure being with you guys today. We're going to go to a quick break, and then I can hear them. I can hear them in the hallway. They always make their presence known. The guys from The Beat are up next after this. Hannah Stanley filling in for Frank Fontana. Right back after this.